Hi everyone, Gina Aliotti here. I want to talk this week about change. So our mantra this week is all about embracing change. And as you guys know, there's a lot of change happening, seasonal change, changes in so many of our worlds between, you know, my son going to kindergarten and having to change schedules and just so much from summer to fall, and change is just inevitable. And I just want to talk about that this week and kind of talk about a couple things, that some tips that I'm using and things that are helping me kind of get through this time, and tips that I know will help you as well, not only now but throughout the year whenever change comes about. And it's going to come and it's inevitable, and we have to deal with it and get through it. And hopefully these tips will be helpful for you and your journey. And you know, it's hard to accept change. It's like we don't want things to change, especially if we're feeling comfortable in how we're doing things and we kind of have a groove going. So when things come up, it's like we get uncomfortable, and we don't like feeling uncomfortable. We like to feel like we're in control and we know what's going on. But, and it can be scary too when we don't know what this change is going to bring about. But the funny thing is that no matter how hard we try to fight change, it's just something that's inevitable in all of our journeys. And no matter how hard we try to hold on to this rhythm and this good zone or groove that we're in, it's inevitable. So the sooner that we can embrace it, learn to roll with it, accept it, and actually start to love it and see how beneficial it is to our world, our journeys, the better off we're going to be. So just as every situation has two different ways to look at it, and you guys know I like to look at, there's two different ways of looking at things, and I always talk about how you really have to flip the script and look at things completely different and see the positive in things. You can do the same for change, and you can see it as something that's going to be a total negative experience or something that's going to be a positive experience in your world. And how you decide to see change is completely up to you. So the first thing I want you to do is to focus on the positive things that are going to come with change, the positive things that are come into your world, your environment, maybe your approach, how you're going to maybe learn to love something different that is coming into your world, and just change that perspective. And the sooner that you can start to see things as an exciting change, then the sooner it's you are going to be able to embrace change, move forward, and kind of let go of whatever may be holding you back from taking this on. So here's a few tips that have helped me tremendously in the past 2 weeks, and I know they're going to help you. So here are the tips, and here are the things that have helped me kind of get through this time of change. The first thing is just to accept. It's like we cannot resist change. We just have to accept that this is a part of life. We have to just roll with it, just like a river flows, and we're not going to stop that flow. Change is inevitable, and we just have to learn to trust the process. And the more that we start to resist that change, and the more we try to like put the brakes on, the more frustrated we're going to become, and the more that it's going to affect us in all areas of our life. Not only just frustration, but it can cause our body to plateau in so many different ways because we're holding on to that resistance. So we must learn to just throw up our hands and say, I'm good. I'm going with it. And this is inevitable, and there's nothing I can do to stop this, so I'm just going to accept it and go. Next thing is to face the fear head on. It's scary, and I know that sometimes we try to like not face it, or we try to like close our eyes and like just avoid it, but the sooner that we can just face our fears and realize that we are greater than our fears and they do not define us, the easier it's going to be. And if we can become fearless and remember that there isn't any change that is brought to us that we cannot handle. Change is coming to us, but it's something that we can always take on. So we need to learn to just face those fears. Change that perspective. I mentioned this before, but really seeing change as an exciting opportunity. So rather than seeing it as a scary one, see it as an exciting opportunity to grow. See change as a kind of mystery and an unknown path that has so many different doors and opportunities that are down this road that we have to take, but we have to take the initial steps, and we have to just learn to just go with it. And see it as an exciting time for so many new things ahead. Opportunities, blessings, discoveries, all the different things that are going to make you a stronger, better version of you. And if it wasn't for change, you may not know that you like actually maybe shifting your workout to later in the day because you're so stuck to doing it in the morning, and all of a sudden change is making you do it later in the day. And you're like, no, I can't do it later in the day. Later in the day is when I'm tired. And, you know, if I do it later, then I'm not going to get it done. And I just can't do it. So rather than having that approach, see how maybe that change that you're being forced to face is going to show you a new love. Maybe later in the day, you're going to find that you're gaining that energy. And I'm noticing for myself, you know, first I'm like, I got to do my workout first thing in the morning. But because of change, because the schedule changes, I'm having to shift that schedule. And it's allowing me to be a lot more productive in the morning towards my work and things I have to do. And then it's actually giving me that time in the afternoon when I start to hit the wall, having to go jump in a cold pool or get in my workout is kind of actually getting me going again and re-energizing me for the rest of the day. But how would I have known that if change didn't come my way? I would have just been stuck doing the same thing I was doing, the same time, the same routine, same rhythm. But because I've had to change it up, I'm learning to discover that maybe this is a new love of mine, or it's at least a new love of mine for this season. Just like how I had to embrace swimming during a time when I had no choice but to swim because I couldn't run and do all these other things while I was pregnant. I was forced to change and through that learn to love swimming. So try to just embrace change and change your perspective and see how exciting it can be. It only makes you stronger, I promise. What doesn't kill you only makes you stronger, and there's so much truth in that. So just trust that. If it doesn't kill you and it's not going to kill you to change things up, you're only going to get stronger from it. The next thing is to prove how committed you are to your lifestyle. And this is a big one. This is something that has really just kind of made me excited about this change is, you know, so many people fall off when change happens. And that's okay as long as they get back on. But it just proves that maybe you're not as committed as you thought you were. Maybe you think you're committed because you're just in this like routine. But once you jump out of that routine, are you still committed to your lifestyle? Are you still committed to your health and to your fitness? So what I love about this is that if you can embrace change and you can take it on and you can overcome it and you can just find a new pathway to what you already were doing just in a different way, it really proves your devotion and dedication and how much this has really become a lifestyle. And if you find that it's a lot harder and you tend to fall off, it just means that you need to revisit the foundation of our lifestyle and get back to the grassroots of what we're doing and grassroots of who you are. Revisit that why. Revisit the foundational principles to allow you to be able to take on change. So when you take on change and you're able to get through it with flying colors, or maybe not flying colors, with some challenges along the roads, but you're able to get through it, it just proves to you how much you've learned throughout the journey and how much you've really taken these principles and these key foundational principles and rolled them into your life, and you're using them and they have made you who you are. So it's actually kind of a good test to test yourself to see if you're good to fly or if you need to kind of come back and revisit a lot of those foundational principles. So it's a good test for you. The next one is to take ownership. You are the only one who can control how you respond to change. So be empowered that you actually have the control to take this on. And again, see your perspective. It's up to you how you see that. So take ownership in that and own it. Own that you are the one that's going to control how you enter this new chapter. And there's a lot of empowerment there to know that you are the one who is going to go into this change, looking at it one way or another, and see that as so much ownership and empowerment that you are the one that is in control. Don't allow change to control you. Allow you to actually take that change and to control it. So remember, take it one day at a time. It takes 21 days to create a habit, so they say. So within 21 days, this crazy time that may seem undoable, that you can't do it, you can't take it on, that, you know, these fears that you're having, they're going to pass. This too shall pass. So remember that in 21 days, this time of crazy is going to become your new norm. And before you know it, you're going to be in this new norm. You're going to be loving your new cycle. You're going to be learning more about yourself. You're going to be embracing all these new things that are in your path. And then there's going to be time for another change. So right when you get comfortable, you're going to have to find yourself getting uncomfortable to get comfortable again. So just accept it as a part of life. Use these tools to help you get through it. And remember that just roll with it, embrace it, take it on, and see it as an awesome opportunity to grow and become that better version of you. So I ask, I'm curious, what big changes are going on in your life right now and how are you dealing with them? I'd love to hear from you. Post in our Facebook group page. Remember these tips and tools, and if there's one that resonates with you more than another, I would love to hear from you. So this week, let's take on change, embrace it, roll with it, see it as a fun challenge, and can't wait to see you guys real soon. Can't wait to hear from you what is going on in your world and how you are mastering to see change as an awesome opportunity to grow, learn, and take it a little bit deeper into who you are meant to be. Have a great week, everyone. See you real soon.